God bless you, Alufimi. I hear the word of the Lord to you today saying, this is the season of restoration. For I hear Father God saying, this is the season where you're going to begin to delve deep into study. I hear Father God saying, study to show yourself approved in this season. And I also hear Father God saying, ministry. For Father God says he's going to cultivate some new things in you. And Father God says, pay attention to your health in this season, new dietary habits. And Father God says, this is the hour of new service. Father God says, your wealth and your happiness is going to be connected to service in this season. And that is the word of the Lord. Prophetess Cheryl, and then the next three prophets.
The word of the Lord is, joy and laughter is once again turning into your borders. God has said he has not forgotten you, nor has he forsaken you. So look up, your deliverance is nigh, and that is the word of the Lord.
The word of the Lord is, this is your hour of power, and God says the struggle will begin to dissipate, will disappear as you walk in the great authority that he's given you. God says you're going to be elevated to a new position, a new place in him, and you're going to go forth with great strength and boldness, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord for you stating that there's going to be doors opening up for you. I'm hearing God say that he's going to send you forward with boldness. God says that there's going to be like a shift of some sort, but God says that you're going to be able to handle the shift because God says that this shift is necessary. And God says that for you to let go of some things, don't hold on, but there's a release that's coming, and that is the word of the Lord.
Bless you. The word of the Lord is for you to continue on your path in which you are going. God says, although the route might be hard and you've met some stumbling blocks, God says those stumbling blocks are there to create character. God says that you are the apple of his eye and he will continually bless you. God says just to be mindful of where you go and who you're with, and that is the word of the Lord.
Amen and amen. And for each of the individuals, we're prophesying for the next six names. We're going to do two prophets each, and the next person is